Aircheckdownloads.com.
On your radio, on your phone, and here.
Play Heart.
This is Heart. It's 7:01. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Liz Whittaker. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
This is Heart.
From Global.
Yeah, if you haven't been outside yet, yeah, don't bother. It's freezing. Like, proper freezing. It's Rich Williams here. Morning to you. There's a road sign in Yorkshire making everyone giggle. Tell you about it after Darlene Love.
Heart. Feel good weekend. This is Heart.
We're bound to break in my hands. Tie.
James Arthur and Anne-Marie with Rewrite the Stars. You're listening to Heart. It's Rich here. Tell you what raised a smile in Yorkshire this week. If you haven't seen it, it was a road sign over in Hull for some roadworks. Company that are doing some roadworks. But instead of writing road works, they wrote roadworks as in R-E-R-D-W-E-R-K-S. As in, like, if you said it, particularly if you're over, like, East Yorkshire way, how you would pronounce it if you were over there. That's great. We should do more of this. We should have more road signs that are more Yorkshire, I would say. If you've got a suggestion of a road sign that you'd see normally that we can make a little bit more Yorkshire, that would be great. To do that, just text Yorkshire and your suggestion to 82122. I'm thinking you could change the no entry sign from saying no entry to nout through here. Something like that. If you have a suggestion for one, regular road sign, but just make it a little bit more Yorkshire if you can. Yorkshire in your message to 82122. Roadworks. Avicii on the way after Paul McCartney and Wonderful Christmas Time on Heart's Feel Good Weekend.
The moon is right.
Avicii and Hey Brother, you are listening to Heart's Feel Good Weekend. Rich here. So everyone loving the road sign in Hull that instead of saying roadworks, had written it with like Yorkshire dialect. Rich, says Steve, how about a go sign should now say get on way? I like that. That could work. That could work quite nicely. Caroline's saying that any signs that say welcome to should start with an A up. I agree with that. That would look much better. Might be a little bit weird in some places of the country if there's all that. What on earth is that all about? But for us, I think it'll work quite nicely. Yorkshire, any message to 82122. Now, on the way for you, a song that came from this film.
I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
Know the one I'm talking about? When he's got the cardboard cutouts going around on the train set. That tune I'm going to play you next. And then, 7:30, it's time for Sleeps Till Santa. All coming up.
Heart. This is Heart. Heart's Feel Good Weekend.
Heart's Feel Good Weekend.
Usher, and yeah, you are listening to Heart's Feel Good Weekend. All right, you ready for this then? It's Rich. Every morning on Heart Breakfast with Dixie and Emma at 7:30 and 8:30, you get your sleep still Santa, don't you? Well, just because it's the weekend, don't mean we're not going to do it. All right, how excited are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10? Because we are counting down. There could even be a little bit of snow today. So, how many sleeps to go then?
10 more sleeps to go. 10 more sleeps till Santa. 10 more sleeps till the big fat fella comes down your chimney and brings you presents and drinks your beer. 10 more sleeps till Santa.
10 more sleeps to go. 10 more sleeps till Santa. 10 more sleeps till the big fat fella comes down your chimney and brings you presents and drinks your beer. 10 more sleeps till Santa.
Just a little mention, by the way, that at 9 o'clock this morning, I will play you 1 hour of continuous Crimbo tunes. Yes, that's what's going to happen. On the way next, a Christmas song that I haven't played actually so far this year. I think you're going to love it after Freya Ridings and Jason Derulo next.
This is Heart. Yeah. Heart's Feel Good Weekend.
Heart.
Feel good.
Feel Good Weekend.
Freya Ridings and Lost Without You, something nice and Christmassy on the way. It's just gone 7:45. Good morning, you. It's Rich Williams here. Hearts Feel Good Weekend. Need your help, by the way. Honestly. So, my wife is away overnight. She's going to meet her friends for a spa night. You know, a little pre-Christmas thing. I'm going to have a run out with the boys. She's doing a spa night. That's all right. It's all good. So, I've got all three kids this weekend. Not a problem, except it's a really busy weekend. It's one of those weekends where they've all got a million things on. So, like, my whole weekend is going to be literally just dropping one kid at one place at different times and hoping that I haven't forgotten one. That is my weekend in store. So my wife has very kindly sent me an email with all the details on. I mean, she has gone to quite some lengths to put all the details on. There's one bit on it that I'm going to struggle with, and I'm not quite sure what to do, right? So this is because my little girl, who is 7, she's in a dance show tomorrow. They do 3 shows. And because it's a show and stuff, they have a certain outfit that they've got to wear. But this is the tricky bit, okay? So, she needs to wear her black leggings, her T-shirt, black socks and trainers, and take a hoodie with. Fine, I can do that bit. This is the bit I'm worried about. Hair needs to be half up. What does that even mean? Honestly, Yorkshire, any message to 82122, please. Or just give me a ring if you know what this is. I don't even know. 03456 88880. Half has to be hair. Sorry, I can't even say it right. Hair needs to be half up. And she needs a bit of makeup. Oh, God. Pink blusher and lips, eyeshadow and mascara for the show. I mean, I haven't got a clue what's going on there. If you are available to come round and help me, then that would be even better. I'm genuinely worried she's going to look like Helena Bonham Carter in one of the Harry Potter movies with her hair all over the place. And as for the makeup, I'm thinking that clown It from that horror movie is probably what she's going to look like. What's half up hair? What, isn't it all up? Is it, I don't know. If you can help, I'd be grateful.
Feliz Navidad.
Kings of Leon with Sex on Fire. You are listening to Heart. It's Rich here. Okay, thanks for your advice, by the way. If you're just switching on, my wife's away this weekend, and one of my tasks involves getting my little girl who's 7 ready for her dance show, which she's got tomorrow, which involves doing her hair and makeup. What? Mate, what? I didn't know what hair half up is, but thank you to Caroline, who's texting, who says, Rich, hair half up is just what it sounds like. You put half of the hair up and leave half of the hair down. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. As for the makeup, possibly give that to someone who has a little bit more expertise. Yeah, I think that might be right. If you see a child walking around with very messy hair and questionable makeup, you will know why. It's mine. I apologise in advance. On the way for you, another big Crimbo tune. Here comes Santa Claus. On the way after Justin Timberlake and Kelly Clarkson.
This is Heart. Heart's Feel Good Weekend.
Aircheckdownloads.com.